Another hot political issue this year is corruption. That issue figured in a special election in California yesterday. As it turned out, Republicans held on to the seat in Congress that had belonged to San Diego Republican Randy Duke Cunningham. The former incumbent went to jail for bribery earlier this year, so Democrats hoped his strong Republican district might be vulnerable. Both sides spent heavily, and in the end, the Republican Brian Bilbray won with a little less than half the vote. NPR's Mara Liasson reports on what this race might tell both parties about November.
Both candidates in this coastal California district kept surfboards in their campaign headquarters, but it was the Democrat, Francine Busby, who was hoping to ride the recent anti-Republican wave to victory. She didn't, but in her concession speech last night, she insisted the Democratic trend is real.
We have already made history. This will send a message across the country that will start a momentum to put wind in the other sails to take us to victory in November. Thank you.
Brian Bilbray, who represented a neighboring district in the 90s, beat Busby 49-45%. Although he did better than some pre-election day polls were predicting, Bilbray was well below the typical GOP showing in a district where Republicans outnumber Democrats 3-2. Political analyst Stu Rothenberg says Bilbray's victory is good news for Republicans, up to a point.
On the other hand, they can't take this as somehow conclusive evidence that there's no wave and it's not going to affect Republicans elsewhere. Remember, the greater Republican vulnerability is in marginal and Democratic-leaning districts. This was a Republican district.
There are cautionary lessons for the Democrats, too, says Rothenberg. Busby ran on the oft-repeated Democratic charge that Republicans are a part of a culture of corruption. But with the previous incumbent, Randy Cunningham, already convicted and gone, it wasn't enough.
That's a concern for the Democrats. They still need to demonstrate that they have the candidates who can take advantage of the environment. That Francine Busby, even Democrats would acknowledge she wasn't the ideal candidate. She's probably too liberal for the district. But I certainly wouldn't draw the conclusion that because Busby was unable to tap the desire for change in this particular district or even use ethics, that other Democrats can't.
Bilbray's successful return to Congress provides other Republicans with some strategies that might help them survive in a hostile political environment. The chairman of the National Republican Party, Ken Mellman, recently said that Republicans have to turn the midterm elections from a referendum on the president and his party into a choice between two specific local candidates. Congressman Tom Reynolds, the chairman of the Republicans' Congressional Campaign Committee, says Bilbray did just that.
This race really proves what I've said all along, and that is that House races are won and lost on local issues, and this one was no different. Despite the environment out there, voters focused their choice on two individuals on the ballot. All politics is local.
Bilbray took a national issue, immigration, and used it locally. In a district that's just a few miles from the Mexican border, Bilbray painted himself as tough on immigration and his opponent as weak. And he won, even though he had a third-party candidate, backed by the hardline Minutemen, taking 4% of the vote. Of course, the immigration issue may not work as well for Republicans in other parts of the country, where the number of races considered up for grabs keeps growing. There were about 24 a few months ago. There are about 36 today. And, says Stu Rothenberg, the vast majority of those are in districts with Republican incumbents.
If you ask me what the truly competitive races are, the ones that I think are most likely to turn, we're probably talking at between 30 and 35 races. The Democrats need to net 15 to take over the House. That's a high percentage, but it depends on the size of the wave. I think that is enough for them to take over the House, but they've got to win it district by district.
And district by district, candidates in both parties will be mining this one special election for lessons they can use to win in November. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.